Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
I pulled out a t-shirt this morning. This is the honest truth. I can't tell because it's kind of dark in the room, and right. I don't want to wake anybody up, right? So I go down to take a shower. And all of a sudden, I grab my shirt, slip it on. It says, Disney Dad. Yeah. You should have seen me. I ripped that shirt off. I will not wear this to work.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, I want to go back to this bedtime thing.
Oh, okay.
And do a real-time little survey on our Textnado.
Okay.
This is a BJ and Jamie bedtime survey. Now, to me, as Jamie just stated,
call it an exclusive.
Well, an exclusive. Yeah. We'll call it an exclusive if you want to. Okay. I don't have a problem with that.
All right. So it says here that Colorado has one of the earliest bedtimes in North America. On average, all of us go to bed at 11:19 p.m. and get 6.8 hours of sleep per night on average.
My first thought is 11:19. Now, of course, you're talking to somebody that gets up at 3:30 in the morning. So I go to bed 6, 7, 8, whatever I feel like, right? 11:19 seems late to me. So for the BJ and Jamie audience, you have a day job, a normal job, okay?
9 to 5.
What time do you go to bed? Just a quick little survey here.
You know what's interesting?
I feel like it's late.
I think I told you this, but in California, they don't even do the news until 11.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I was just telling you. So yeah. If you think about that, they know that the news is dedicated to people at 11 p.m.
Yeah, they're still up.
Yeah. East Coast does the same thing. I was in Florida for years, and it was an 11 o'clock newscast, but I never sat up for it.
So I don't think it's that late if you think about it. You know, they're targeting.
Well, that's, again, the opinion. That's, you don't think it's that late because of your lifestyle on the weekends and friends that you have, which I'm not saying one's right or wrong. To me, it feels late. Because my wife, who has a regular job, she normally goes to bed around 10, 10:30. And I'm just curious with, you know, you that listen to our show. And if you've got a regular job, 9 to 5, 8 to 4, whatever your job is, daytime job, what time do you go to bed? Because I don't know if 11:20 is correct or not. I have no idea.
I don't know. That's what the study said.
All right, according to this, just taking a look at it. A lot of people go to bed anywhere between 9 and 10:30, it appears.
Crazy.
9 and 10:30. I never get 8 hours sleep.
What time do you go to bed?
I typically go to bed at like 9, 9:30.
Yeah, pretty early.
Well, I mean, if I'm not going to an abs game, if I'm in an abs game or a concert, of course it's going to be late. Yeah,
I think you have to, don't you? To get up this early. Well, I do anyway. I got to get some sleep.
I never go to bed earlier than 10.
But most people at the pier somewhere around 10, 10:30.
I always try to get 5 hours of sleep. That's my goal.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yep. 5 hours.
Yep. Five or more.
I should probably be dead by now.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
All right, now, Jamie, you're a world traveler. You're highfalutin. You like really nice things in life, don't you? I mean, you're over there looking at mink coats right now, aren't you? Is it a mink coat that you're looking at?
It's not. It's fake fur.
Oh, it's fake
it's
fur.
It's faux fur.
Do they sell real fur anymore?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe if you want, like, some possum or something.
Yeah, I think possum is still available.
No, I'm just saying.
And maybe that raccoon hat. Maybe that one, too.
I have one of those.
And the lucky rabbit subfoot.
Lucky rabbit's foot. Had one of those at one time. Those are nice.
That's sad. All right, anyway.
You're highfalutin. I mean, you like the finer things in life. You're going
I'm,
out to...
I'm both. Like, I can go both ways.
Well, I know that.
Yeah. So I like
I'm
to,
just saying.
I have my $13 Chinese tennis shoes, but I can also have Louboutin tennis shoes.
Right, yeah. Right. No, I mean, I wasn't saying that you're that way all the time.
Okay, gotcha.
I just mean you've got the taste of it in life, right?
Yeah.
Now, BJ, for example, I've never gotten the real taste of the high stuff, just not the way I roll, you know?
I probably the highest moments in my life are sitting with Jeannie Buss at a Lakers game and going underneath the stadium, like driving into the arena, driving underneath the entire arena and being let out to go to a Lakers game.
To me, though, that's different. That's different. That's a perk. Perks.
Perk.
I've had plenty of perks in life. Okay.
No.
That's highfalutin perk.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about something that you go out and spend your money on because you like that taste. You know what I mean?
Something like that.
When you say your Louis Vuittons that are worth, is it tongs? Louis Vuittons?
I have Louis Vuitton and Louboutin.
Oh, ton.
Both.
Okay. See, that's a $2,000 shoe that you paid for because you like it. Jenny busting is more of a perk.
Understood. So my most highfalutin thing that I've actually paid for is a first class flight on Emirates to Dubai.
Okay, there you go.
That was ridiculously, because you take a shower up
perfect example.
And the air, they give you a shower, you have your own shower.
Right.
And they have like Dom Perignon and steak. And there's like five pages of menu items that you can have through the whole flight.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But you enjoy that. See, if I were doing that, I would worry the entire flight on how much money I just spent for this flight. It would drive me crazy.
It was all points, but it was like $23,000 a ticket.
I know. I'm just saying that for me, I just couldn't even pull the trigger on something like that.
But,
and for you, you don't have a problem doing it because
you like
it. Well,
it's just a cup of coffee every day for the next 36 years.
That's all. No, I get it. But you enjoy that. See, it's just not my cup of tea. Now, the reason I say this is these Michelin star restaurants.
Oh, yeah. I don't go to those.
You don't go to those?
No. Uh-uh.
Now, how do you get the Michelin star? Because I don't know much about it.
You have to be real, real, like, good at your food and fancy and stuff.
Because, you know...
Like, Bud's Bar doesn't get one.
When I think of Michelin, I think of the Michelin man.
Yeah.
You know, the fat guy on TV selling tires. I don't think of the restaurants. But you have to be really, really good. High-end restaurant.
Yeah.
Obviously clean, right?
Probably clean. Yeah. All right, here's what it says. To earn a Michelin star, a restaurant must exhibit culinary excellence based on five criteria. Here they are. High-quality ingredients, mastery of cooking techniques, harmony of flavors.
Wow.
The chef's unique personality expressed through the cuisine and an exceptional consistency across menu items and over time.
Well, if that's the criteria, why didn't I get one when I was at the Waffle House?
I know. Well,
I was a good chef.
Actually, Bud's Bar should get one because that cheeseburger's
five restaurants
fire.
In Colorado got announced yesterday that they get the Michelin star. Five restaurants, and I think three of them are here in Denver. One's in Aspen.
Of course.
One's in Boulder. And then there's a couple of Highlands has a couple of restaurants, but they got the Michelin. They get the brag that they got the good stuff.
What are they?
The Wolf's Tailor. I've never heard of any of these. Shocker.
Yeah.
The Wolf's Tailor is a restaurant in Highlands. Let's see here. Frasca Food and Wine.
All right.
And then Bruto. Bruto is downtown. And then, let's see, Beckon, and then, Bosque. Bosque is in Aspen.
Carson hasn't pulled up and I'm looking at, their food is the size of a mouse, you know, like a computer mouse.
Yeah.
They're like this, it's like little. They have little food. I don't like little food.
Why do they give you little food? How do you make the list if you just do little food?
Because you know how fancy people do that crap? You know,
it's all about the placing.
Yeah.
Like it's the presentation. About the appearance of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Like you put little garnishes on it.
Yeah. You people are, I mean, like, I do fancy different. I don't spend my money like that. I spend it on, like, one big thing, you know, every 5 years or something.
Yeah, that's why I love the Texas Roadhouse. They should get a Michelin star. Yeah. Maybe I should give out stars for my favorite restaurant.
Because you know the
BJ star.
The BJ star, yeah.
Oh, you should.
Yeah, you get a BJ star. Boom.
Because you are a foodie.
I am.
Yeah.
I am a foodie.
You can make your own stickers and then just go ahead and put it up on the front door for them.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a great idea. BJ Star.
The BJ Star, and I stick it on a restaurant that I love.
This is brilliant.
Yeah. Like Jimmy John's. We go there all the time.
Oh, yeah. Give them a BJ Star.
Give them a BJ Star.
This is brilliant.
Yeah. They can brag about being a BJ Star restaurant. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Never mind. Yeah, all right. I'll move on.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right. BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. Got another PSA here.
Okay.
It's about drinking water out of plastic bottles that you leave in the car.
But yeah.
We kind of knew that, didn't we?
Well, they've been saying it forever.
No kidding.
You may leave a water bottle in your car, but when exposed to high temperatures, the bottle begins to break down at a chemical level, leaving microplastics in the water.
The crucial temperature that that starts to happen in is around 140 to 170 degrees Fahrenheit, which is very normal to get to inside of a hot car.
Brian Tootin is a polymer chemistry professor at UT Tyler. Dr. Tootin says heat is not the only cause.
Did you say Dr. Tootin?
Yeah, it's Dr. Tootin.
It's Dr. Tootin.
I think
is that right?
I think she did say that.
Tootin?
Yeah. And this breakdown. UV rays can cause the bottles to break down regardless of the outside temperature.
You can think about it like a sunburn, right? You can get sunburned in the wintertime and you can get sunburned in the summertime.
Darn right.
You know, if you're going to put it in a car, put it in the shade, for example, and then you can avoid those pathways as well.
Ingesting microplastics is not the only risk involved. A plastic water bottle that has been open and left in a vehicle can be a breeding ground for bacteria.
No, bacteria too. Dr. Tootin, he's not messing around, man.
He's not.
No, he's not. So there you go. There's your warning. You know, I may have to go.
I feel like it was a slow news day because we've known all that forever.
Well, it's a story that's
out
there.
No, I meant for them, not for us.
Oh,
for them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know. My point is this. I'm seriously thinking about going to a Stanley.
Are you?
I'm thinking about becoming a Stanley man. I really am.
Well, right now,
I know. I've chastised it. I've spoken bad about the Stanley carriers for a long time, but I think I'm going to go that route.
Right now, it's one of the like little perks that American Express Platinum has.
No kidding.
Yeah, you can get it, and like you get some times 5 miles or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
With the Stanley?
Yeah, the Stanley. They're one of their partners.
No, wait a minute. Yeah. It's a perk for who?
It's if you buy it through American Express Platinum, you get a perk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot.
Got denied.
I got denied three times.
I forgot.
Three times.
I forgot.
I lied on two of those applications and still got denied.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Use. All right. Well,
I mean, a good friend.
I'll buy it for you.
Yeah,
so
a good
I'll get
friend.
The perk. Well, give me the money, and I'll do that.
How much is it through there?
I don't know.
Stanley?
It's probably the same price.
You just get the points.
Yeah, the points, or sometimes they'll not get 10% off.
I got to admit, I mean, I've made fun of the water carriers for a long time. The Stanley carriers. I mean, you should see Carson walking out to his car every day, got his little bottle with him.
Gotta stay hydrated.
Look at us. We're dying over here.
Look, I have a Fiji water bottle.
Yeah, look.
That's
and
mine.
Plastic.
Filled with microplastics.
Plastic.
I know.
We're doomed.
I know.
Stanley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Here we come.
BJ and Jamie.
I was just reading this thing and it says it's odd too that more people are moving out of Colorado than ever before, which is sad. And guess where they're moving? Three places, tell me.
All right, let me think.
All right, okay. One, two, three.
Texas.
Well, yeah, but what part of Texas?
Lubbock.
That's right.
Lubbock, Texas.
No, that's not right. Austin, where? Dallas, and Houston.
Okay. All right. Is there another state too?
The three. It's where they're moving.
Oh, you said. Oh, I thought you said three states.
Oh, did I?
I thought so.
Well, it's
didn't she say three states?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
She said
three. All right, fine. Three states. Name some others. Go ahead.
Tennessee.
Nope.
Idaho.
Florida.
Nope.
Mississippi.
Nope.
New York.
Nope.
Michigan.
Montana.
Canada.
Nope.
Wyoming.
Nope.
We'll move on.
New Mexico and Utah. All right, go ahead.
New Mexico and Utah?
Uh-huh.
No kidding?
Yep.
Yeah. Why are people leaving? What's going on? What's going on in this state that people would be leaving? All right, somebody fill me in. All right, let's play a game on text data.
No, we're not playing 303,
this game. 22 Alice.
No,
I want
not.
You to tell me in two words,
uh-huh.
two
it's
words,
too
and you can't say Jared Polis.
Yeah, no.
Okay? You can't say Jared Polis. Two words, why are people leaving Colorado? This is a good game.
I know what the answer is. Rent is too high.
That's more than two words. Even
high
if
rent.
You do rents high, that's
high
a
rent. High rent. High rent.
High rent.
High rent.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. All right. Text NATO 303. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
I'm curious what people perceive. Not that it's necessarily the truth, but what they perceive it being.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm crime ridden.
The altitude.
Rockies baseball.
There's a reason. That's a reason to leave right there.
Well, I'm
Rockies,
just saying,
yes,
give me
sure.
two words.
Yeah, Rockies
and
baseball.
And you can make it clever, cute, whatever. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be serious. Why are people leaving Colorado?
Hubbard married.
Jeremy Hubbard's married. See, that was funny.
And he won't leave her.
That
he,
was
he,
funny.
Like, he loves her, yes. which is such a bummer.
Yes, that is funny.
I
see?
Ask all the time, hey, are you ready to leave your wife yet? Apparently, no. He still loves her.
Nope.
God, I've been trying.
Yeah, you know, there are certain states that for some reason are seeing a big decline, and it's us, California, and I think Illinois.
And it's weird, my neighbor, that he just got transferred to Dallas.
He did?
And they are so sad, though. They don't want to go. But I was like, but out of all the places to be transferred to, Dallas seems pretty cool. I mean, because it's his work.
Yeah.
What?
I lived in Texas for a while.
You did?
I didn't really care for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really care for it. It was all right.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right.
Whatever. All right. We'll move on here. Let's see here. Let's go to this text thing. I don't know what this is about. Spadil. Carson.
Oh, man.
That was a slip-up.
That was really...
Well, I'm just saying, I'm normally going to Spadil.
I know, but does he look here, anything like him?
Yeah.
Well, it's hard for me to see from here. My vision's not very good. Spicarson?
Don't do that.
Spicarson, let me ask you a question.
Okay? Oh, my God.
None of this is funny. Okay, let's move on.
All right, you have to explain this because...
Yeah, because I don't know. All right, so here's how it went down. I saw it on Good Morning America or whatever, right? And it's about how all of us adults, in the eyes of our children, we text incorrectly, right? So I said to Carson, hey, go look at this and see what it says. And then he came back and said, it's really good. So I don't know if it's good or not.
I think it's just the younger generation telling their parents why they are texting so bad at texting, especially with that. So this one's all about emphasizing a text. So when you emphasize a text or you heart it, whatever, all that, that's what he's talking about.
Off to a good start.
What?
Well, I'm just saying he likes the Golden Bachelor. I don't know if I take his criteria of what's good and what's not.
It's just funny because
Carson watches the Golden Bachelor.
No, because I feel like we all emphasize text and we shouldn't be emphasizing according to this guy.
So if I play this, it'll explain itself.
Yes.
Okay.
Mom and Dad, I love you, but you need to get better at texting. So the thing that we're going to be working on today is how to use the emphasis. So when you emphasize something, it means, number one, you agree with what they are saying. You're in the same situation as someone. Number three, someone ignoring you and you want attention.
So it doesn't have to be all of them.
No, it can be one or the other. Let's go over an example. I sent this text and I said, I'm at a bar with Alex Cooper. And you emphasized it.
Because I was excited for you.
Go back to the first
But that doesn't, it's not like, it's like, that would mean that like you're also at the bar with Alex Cooper. Were you at the bar with Alex Cooper?
No, but I would have liked to have been.
Then you say, I would have liked to
have been. Wait, can you stop it? So I've been doing this wrong.
So have I. That's what I'm
somebody
saying.
Somebody explain it to me.
Okay, so you know the
explanation. I think I don't know if I've been doing it at all.
Okay, so you know how somebody writes you a text and then you, I'm okay.
And you what?
And you write and you do the explanation, you know that mark?
Yeah.
You know, what's it called? The
explanation point.
Yeah, so you know that's called an emphasis, okay? He's saying it's
Wait a minute. Back up again. They send you a text with the exclamation mark
on
there?
They send you a text that says, I'm at the bar with Alex Cooper. And then I write, bing. Yeah, I put emphasis on it, right? Well, that's not, I'm doing
Is that an emoji?
Oh, boy.
Or is it?
It's the
BJ just doesn't understand because he's never the one in our text thread that does it.
It's this.
Yeah.
Right.
You put it in the right-hand corner.
So, like, you can heart it.
You put it in the corner.
Like it, yeah.
I've never done it. I'm lost.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never done it.
Okay. So
I've never seen it.
You know how you put a heart in the corner?
Or you like it.
Or a ha-ha in the corner?
Or a ha-ha.
Well, you could also put that in the corner.
I've never seen that. I've never seen it. That's why I'm having a hard time adjusting here and figuring this out.
Pink.
Okay.
And
so
there's
now,
two of them.
What have you been doing? Forget about me. Forget about me because I don't know. Let's go back to what are you doing wrong?
So it's pink. Isn't there two of them?
Yeah, there's two.
Two of them, and they're pink. I've been doing it like I'm excited for you. And he's saying, no, don't do that because I'm excited for you. Do it because you're emphasizing that you agree with me.
Or? You're either in the same situation or something like that. You're not. So we're using it completely wrong.
Yeah.
If we're excited, that doesn't mean excited, even though we think it does.
Right. It means that you're there, too. Like, we're all here together.
Yeah. Like, oh, no way. I'm at the same bar. Really?
Like that.
Oh, my God.
Why are you staring at us? Why are you staring at us? What?
I think I'd just text back and say, hey, I'm here, too.
Do you want to rewind?
I don't understand.
Do you want to rewind it? Maybe you'll understand.
Yeah, let me back it up.
Okay, rewind.
Right, hang on one second. Let's back
okay.
it up
Let
and start
up.
Over
Let's
here.
Back.
And I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry for this. No, I don't mean to be an outcast on this, but I just don't understand.
I'm going to send you a text with it on there.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go. Okay. Yeah, I'll play this again.
Mom and Dad, I love you, but you need to get better at texting. So the thing that we're going to be working on today is how to use the emphasis. So when you emphasize something, it means, number one, you agree with what they are saying. You're in the same situation as someone. Number three, someone ignoring you and you want attention.
So it doesn't have to be all of them.
No, it can be one or the other. Let's go over an example. I sent this text and I said, I'm at a bar with Alex Cooper. And you emphasized it.
So go back to the first.
It's not like that would mean that like you're also at the bar with Alex Cooper. Were you at the bar with Alex Cooper?
No, but I would have liked to have been.
Then you say I would have liked to have been. Like you're not in the same situation. I'm not attention. So no, this would be a great like. Give it a thumbs up. Next time you're about to emphasize text message, stop and ask yourself, do I agree with what they're saying? Am I in the same situation as them? Are they ignoring me or do I want attention? If not apply, simple thumbs up works.
I often feel ignored. I think of it as, wow, that's awesome.
Me too.
Do you want to give the presentation? Because you're wrong.
You're wrong.
I know. I just found that out today.
Oh, Flippy here said you're wrong.
I feel like a lot of people are doing that, though. They're using it the wrong way, because I do, too.
Flippy the boss.
I'm just saying, Flippy says that you're wrong,
and if you're wrong, you're wrong. But who
you
made
know?
Flippy the boss?
He said
Flippy's
just,
not the boss of me.
Flippy says just use the old thumbs up, which I used for
heart.
The first time yesterday. Yeah. And I was very proud of myself. Well, Flippy says use a thumbs up, and you're fine.
I know,
that means you agree. Like, whoa, cool.
But
that's
I can't
cool.
believe it means like you're ignoring me and I need attention. To me, it means like I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, like you're excited.
Yeah.
Like
you
Alex Cooper. Wow.
Flippy says you're wrong. You're wrong.
How did Flippy get this information?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems that Flippy's going against everybody else out there that's using this.
And
you know
Flippy
what I mean?
Likes men. So I'm going to put that out there.
Yeah, Flippy. Flippy and Floppy. All right.
Okay.
Let's go back to the two words of why people, okay?
Okay.
Because we've gotten a lot of text on this at TextNATO, okay?
Yeah.
And that's because Jamie had a story, and she says that Colorado is losing population. People are leaving the state, and they're going to Texas, New Mexico, Utah, different places, all right?
Right, yeah.
And I said, hey, you know, and it doesn't have to be serious. You can give us something goofy. I said Rocky's baseball is running them out of here. But I said, give me two words that the reason you think people are leaving the state.
Okay? Right.
It's expensive. Okay.
Well, somebody said Booby Bobert.
Booby Bobert. That'd be a reason to come into the state, wouldn't it?
She had nice knockers.
I'm just saying.
Expensive
two words.
Housing.
Your show.
Oh, somebody said that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I-25 is effed. Old hippies. I'm not going to say
well,
that.
That's not no.
Politics.
Somebody said one word, said Carson.
Oh, that's not nice either.
Come on.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. It's all over the place.
Yeah, it's dumb. It's dumb. We're dumb. Everything's dumb right
Hubba
now.
Hubber.
Just dumb. All right. BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
How do you spell lavender? L A V.
P A N S E Y.
P A N. Oh, that's real funny.
Does it have a E in it?
Are you trying to spell Patsy? Is that what you're trying to spell, Patsy?
You are pansy. Okay?
Pansy.
You are a pansy.
I am not. I'm making a laundry list.
Oh
not
my
a laundry
God.
List.
You
I'm
guys,
sorry.
I just
a
heard a man become not a man anymore. I just heard him on the phone with his wife, and it's sad. It's just sad. The man I once knew before he got married is not the same man I know that is now married to this woman. He's wearing lacy panties now. I swear to God he has on lacy panties.
Jamie, every rugged male like myself has a soft side, okay? Not all of us sit around and watch The Bachelor like Carson.
Do you think that Micah...
I'm still a tough dude.
Listen,
it's
tough dude.
It's just that I also do the shopping for us.
Do you think that Micah, our general manager, do you think he goes and buys laundry detergent with lavender for his wifey?
Yes.
No!
He gets it at Cabela where he gets his bullets for honey. They have Cabela's has a laundry section.
If
right?
he's told to do it, he does it.
Yes, he does.
Yep.
Oh my God!
You know, she just doesn't get it.
I don't
I'm
get
being
it.
A good husband. I like going to the grocery store. I do the list.
Uh-huh.
And my wife, I just
and
got
do
off the
phone
with her, and I got to pick up some. I will say this: I didn't realize at the house we're using lavender.
I mean,
that's
she wants you to smell like a flower. I don't know. It was just the weirdest conversation. You guys, let me just do an impression.
Isn't there other flavors out there like chipmunk or something?
Sandalwood.
Yeah. Can I get sandalwood? Why do I have to get lavender?
Oh,
cool
God.
Breeze?
No, I don't want Cool Breeze.
Cool Breeze is on the verge.
Yeah, that's iffy too.
Yeah,
no,
right?
I'm talking about hardcore like oak.
Oh, pine. Yeah, pine.
Give me some pine detergent.
So let me just do an impression of what I heard, okay? And you just hold your horses and let me do it, okay?
All right.
So, again, did I mention I had a grandma named Opal? Well, she is alive and well and in studio.
What's that supposed to be?
Because here's how it went. Oh, hi, dear. He calls her dear, first of all. Like, not, like, you know, it's like broad or something.
I said, hi, dear. What's wrong with dear?
I don't know. I just don't know a lot of people call their wives dear. It's just odd. You know?
It doesn't feel odd to me. You don't use dear, Carson?
Absolutely not.
What do you use? Like schnookums or
babes.
Something?
Babes.
Babe.
Babes.
Babes?
Babes.
Yeah. Well, that's weak. That's no dear.
Okay, so here's how it went. Right. Hi, dear. Hi, dear. How are you feeling? And she said, much better, whatever. And then he says, now, I need to know what all you need from the grocery store. I need to pick up some sweet and low. Yeah, I'm going to get some sweet and low. I need to get some chicken. I'll probably get some sausages. You know,
salmon.
Salmon. Okay.
Need some salmon.
Some salmon because we don't have anything in the fridge. We're all out, and I need to prepare for all our meals for this week. And let's see here. And we need.
What's wrong with this?
Well, we need laundry. Lavender. Okay, I'll get the lavender, soap. Yeah. Okay, lavender. All right.
Softer too. Okay. I gotta get softer.
And then he's like, okay, dear. All right. Yeah, I'm making chicken casserole tonight, dear. And then I'll have that laundry done, dear. Okay, bye.
That's exactly how it went. I don't see a problem. I don't see a problem here. What am I missing? Bye, dear. Bye, dear. I'll talk to you later. I'll be home after the store, dear.
But why did you need to tell her you're getting sweet and low?
Because I like sweet and low in my tea. I put it in my tea.
But oh, I mean, man, it's so best. Random. Like, why are you telling your wife, I'm going to get sweet and low? Definitely going to get sweet and low. It's like your Rain Man.
I have other things on the list if you want to hear. Brillo pads. I need some Brillo pads. I love those things.
See, I like the magic erasers.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Although I don't have good luck with those.
They'll kind of fall apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Real
they
do. Easy.
They fall apart. I like the Brillo pads.
And then at one point, you're just using a square, like a little corner of a magic eraser that's barely left. Yeah.
I have to get some distilled water for my CPAP machine. It's on here.
And
I'm going to show you the very last thing on. I got one more thing I got to tell you, okay? One more thing at the very bottom.
He's looking at his phone.
And I'm not lying. Yeah. Am I looking at the list or what?
It's on his phone. It's a list.
Last thing, right after sweet and low, too. It's right after sweet and low.
Okay.
After sweet and low, wart remover. Let me show you.
Oh, my God. It does say wart remover. Yes, it does say wart remover. Oh, my God, you're hot.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Waymo.
Okay, yeah.
Speaking of automation, what do they call this? What is it, automated cars?
It's on LiDAR. They're LiDAR.
LiDAR, what's that?
LiDAR is like a light in the LiDAR. Let me look it up. Hold on. Just stand by.
The technology is called
light detection and ranging. That's what it stands for. So it's a remote sensing method that uses light in the form of pulse laser to measure ranges. So there's all kinds of different LiDAR, like they do it for rivers and water and stuff. So here's the difference between like a Tesla, they use like all these cameras and stuff, whereas LiDAR uses bounce technology, like they bounce light off of stuff.
It's like a radar.
Yeah. It is radar, right. Yeah. Exactly. So that was my concern with the snow.
Okay, let me do this.
Okay.
Let me play the story first, because a lot of details are in this story.
All right.
And then your take on it, because I don't know anything about it. I'll be honest, I've never been in a Waymo before. I've seen the vehicles in California, but I have no idea, don't know how they work, blah, blah, blah. Here's the story.
It's not going to hit the streets right away, so to speak. The first step is kind of mapping, and then they'll be testing the technology here in the metro area first. But here's what you need to know this morning. So Waymo is bringing a fleet of all-electric vehicles equipped with its latest driverless system. The company already powers hundreds of thousands of trips each
week in cities like San Francisco and Phoenix, local riders here had mixed reactions to the announcement.
It's not good news. You're taking the jobs and giving it to the robot. I don't know how many cars they're trying to put on the road, but when it comes to the conditions of Colorado, there's always construction, first of all. We have snow, and then we have the mountains.
I think it's a good idea and efficient, and if the price is right and it's safe and secure, I think it could be a really good thing for the city.
Waymo says Denver riders won't be able to hail trips right away. This is about studying the city first. Now, when they do debut here in the metro, it'll be shorter trips. They're not allowed to go on the interstate yet, so it'll just be mainly stuff in town. Live in the metro, Carly Moore, Fox 31.
You're a fan of Waymo.
Yeah.
But you see a problem here.
Well, I wonder about the snow. I don't know how LiDAR actually works. It says pulse light and some laser. And so I know that they can go through water and measure rivers and stuff with LiDAR, but I'm just worried about a reflection from the snow. I don't know, like, if a big pile of snow, it becomes a blockade,
well,
right?
You and Carson have both always said Denver's going to be one of the last cities. We're just not, weather-wise, we're just not compatible for these vehicles.
Because even a little bit of built-up snow, is it going to read it as a building or something? You know, is the LiDAR pulsing at it going to see it as a stop?
Yeah, and I get that concern, and I do know that in this storage, so I was reading it a little bit deeper into it. They're going to have the Jags, the I-Pace, right? But they're also going to have these other vehicles called Zeekers. Now, Zeekers is from China. It's a China-based company, and I guess these Zeekers have a sixth-generation technology software update where it does have years of experience in winter driving conditions.
Zeekers. Never even heard of it.
Never heard of old Zeeker.
Me either.
So we're going to have two types of cars. It's not going to be just the Jags.
I will say, in social media, thank you, thank you, thank you. Although sometimes you're lying to us. They've had their problems. Waymo has, right? In various cities. I just seeing this and it's being amplified?
No, the funniest one, my favorite one was you know how the tow truck, not the tow truck, a flatbed lays down its flatbed like that so they can drive the car up it. A Waymo was turning and that flatbed was down in the road and it drove right up on it.
Yeah. And not only that, remember the videos of all the Waymos parked where they go park it to rest
and
to recharge and all the noise
they're
make?
They're honking at each other.
The neighbors are complaining.
Because they're honking at each other.
You got problems in roundabouts, I'm seeing.
And we are big on roundabouts lately here in Colorado.
We had a lot.
I don't know. I mean, maybe the internet's lying to me, but I see these all the time that these things aren't exactly perfect.
Right, but statistically they are. I mean, so we do get to see the oddities that happen, right? But if you go to San Francisco, there's literally no other cars in San Francisco at this point. It's all Waymos. That's all we took what I loved about it, you didn't feel guilty about going over to, you know, two blocks and, you know, and calling
those
it
short trips.
Yeah, like two blocks, right? It was raining or whatever. We just took a Waymo two blocks. And that was way better than calling an Uber because that's mean. You know, he doesn't want that ride.
Right.
You know, ride share.
I feel like
the
human drivers want the big airport runs.
Yeah, exactly.
And the big costs.
So we're not really taking away their jobs because I agree it's going to be the DIAs that are still going to make them loads of money. But these are just going to be in town. It's going to be simple trips. You know, easy trips.
Now, I don't know much about it and never ridden in one. But it is kind of cool to be a Waymo town, you know?
Oh, right.
There's something about it. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like our city just got, you know, technically upgraded.
Well, I am going to give the winter months I'm going to wait this one out.
I will
use it all the time other than that, but I'm going to sit out the winter blizzards and just see how those things work.
You're not gonna take a Waymo from Denver to Aspen anytime soon.
Well, they're not even allowing that yet. But I'm saying even downtown when it's a blizzard, I'm gonna wait on that one. I'm just gonna wait on that one, see how it works out. You know?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me.
I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I'm with you.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
I think.
I'm going to go home.
You know, and this just came to me after we started talking about, Deion Sanders and, you know, how he has to wear Depends on the sidelines. Yeah. They have a port-a-john on the sidelines up there at CU because it's needed. You know, he needed it. He had that condition. But the guy still has a great attitude.
Great attitude.
You know, he puts out these positive attitudes every day, blah, blah, blah. And then.
How are you? Nope. I know where you're going to go. Let's leave him alone. Let's just leave people alone today. Remember after everything.
It's not about the person. It's about the room.
Okay, fair.
It's not about the person.
Okay, fair.
It would happen to me or you.
Okay, fair.
I'm just saying.
Okay, fair.
We have a producer studio here. And it's just across from where we're sitting right here. And we can see it in there. I don't know what it is. But every producer that's ever been in this room has to poop a lot.
In that room over there. We don't know.
Well, they don't poop in the room. But no. Anybody that uses this room.
If you're filling in, if you're just like.
Filling in.
If you go in there to do some commercials or whatever, it makes you poop. And we don't know why.
You have to run from that room straight to the toilet.
It's weird.
Carson this morning is filling in. Schmidel, all right? He's in that room. Carson, you were missing for 20 minutes a few minutes ago. 20 minutes last hour. Are you okay?
I can't tell you what happened.
It's okay. We don't have to get graphic on the air. It doesn't matter.
Have I ever done this before?
No. Never. You don't even.
It's that room.
You never leave.
It's that room.
It's like a bacteria in here. I don't know what it is.
That's what I said to BJ. I go, I wonder if there is a bacteria in
there
that
is.
Room.
Like, it just hit me out of nowhere.
Yeah. I think it's out of the vent system.
I don't know, because BJ goes, uh-oh. And I go, what? And he goes, Carson's been gone for 20 minutes. I go, he never, like, he's not a morning pooper.
And my stomach is, like, rock solid. I could eat anything and be fine.
Right. And then that.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I think it is the air.
It happens to me, though, at bookstores and libraries.
I know. You've always said that. See, I've never believed that. I've never believed that there's a surrounding that you walk into and automatically you have to go to the restroom.
It is a thing.
I've never really thought about it, to be honest.
It has a medical name.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. Let me look at that.
There's a medical name for the condition?
Yeah.
Does it still happen to you to this day?
Well, I haven't been in a library or bookstore in a long time.
Well, don't go. I don't blame you.
Yeah, or if I'm backed up, I'm gonna go.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bookstores.
Problem with you.
Hold on.
There's a medical condition.
It is called make you poop. Stand by. Hold on. It's a thing.
Okay. Mariko Ekoi?
I'm sorry, who are you? Yeah, the phenomenon of needing to poop when entering a bookstore is known as Mariko
Aoki?
Yeah, phenomenon. It's not scientifically proven, but has several potential explanations, including the activation of the parasympathetic nervous system due to the relaxing environment, which signals the body to rest and digest. Also, the smell of ink might make you have a laxative effect that, like, it reminds you of reading on the toilet, which, by the way, I don't do. Oh, my God, my girlfriend.
Yeah, me either.
Can I tell you something?
I don't read.
Can I tell you something about Alina?
What about Alina?
So, Alina has a house, right? And yeah. I don't know why it creeps me out. I guess because she's a girl. But she has it's like my dad had one right by the toilet. What, a magazine.
Plunger?
Right? No. That too. She has a magazine like rack thing right there, and she puts books and magazines, and it grosses me out so bad.
Oh, you imagine how dirty, how much poop's on those things?
It's a fecal matter.
Yeah, I don't like the fact people take phones to the bathroom.
I know.
I don't. I don't do it.
I agree.
Don't do it. Now you may say, oh yes, you do. No, I don't. I don't do it at all.
But she's a girl. Like, when you decorate, you never think, like, I'm going to put a bunch of magazines. She lives alone. Like, girls don't do that. And I didn't say anything to her. Instead, I'm telling the whole world, which is rude. But, oh, well. Anyway, but she puts...
Maybe it's a British thing.
Oh, maybe it is British.
She's British,
she
right?
She is British. Yeah.
Maybe it comes from the old country.
Maybe so.
Sounds old country to me.
I even, when I went to take care of my sister, I made her get rid of the rug on the floor.
Why?
Because it holds poop.
Oh.
You don't keep a rug on the floor in the bathroom.
Yeah,
you don't?
I agree.
No.
Uh-oh. I feel like playing some Lady Gaga. Okay. You don't keep a rug on the floor.
Absolutely.
Why?
Not.
Because it's contaminated.
It just holds stuff.
Doesn't it gross you out when you go to a bathroom, like the old bathrooms back in like some old houses, and they have carpet in the bathroom? Like
yes!
The entire...
Yes.
It's all carpet.
It's so nasty.
Who thought that was a good idea?
Nobody. Nobody. Uh-oh. You have carpet in a bathroom?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Like all of them?
Shag.
Oh.
BJ and Jamie.
What? No, it's true. It's
wait,
true. Let me explain.
No, let me explain.
I've got three or four things to explain here. I got to make some notes.
I got stuff to explain.
All right, go ahead.
So, all right. So, because I feel like I can do it nicer than you will do it.
Although it's all your fault.
Okay, so friends, let me explain.
My fault?
How did your voice just sound?
I don't know what you're about to talk about, but it's not my fault.
It is your fault.
Go ahead.
Okay. So we blew out the competition this morning show, BJ Jamie. We blew out the competition. Like, insanity.
We got ratings.
I wasn't done.
2 days ago?
I wasn't done.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. 2 days ago. And I bet you can't.
2 days ago, we got ratings. Nielsen, right? Nielsen ratings, okay?
So
Jamie and I killed it.
So people from...
Thank you.
From 12 plus, which is like 12-year-olds, all the way up to 100.
Death.
Yes.
Death.
They y'all think we're number one.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But anyway.
Which means we're number one in nursing homes.
Right.
And, all across the city.
And also in middle school. I mean, like...
Prisons.
So an email came out with congratulating like our sister station because they moved up in the rankings, whatever, and they did great. They did do great, by the way. And they moved up and whatever. Not one mention about us at all.
But we're okay with it.
We're fine with it.
We're not going to say anything on air or anything.
No, we wouldn't go that
long. BJ and Jamie aren't like that.
No. So
we're not petty.
No, we're not petty.
At all.
We don't need that from anybody.
We don't need a pat on the back. We know how accomplished we are.
We don't need any pats on the back from corporate. So anyway, so I walk in this morning and BJ's like, you're not going to believe this email. Because I don't see anything.
Jamie doesn't know how to log in.
I don't know how to log into the corporate emails, right? And so he's like, we weren't even mentioned.
Number one across the board.
I noticed that too.
One word.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, you're not the type to speak up.
Right.
No, I'm not going to cause a ruckus.
No. BJ will walk in here and speak up in a heartbeat.
So as soon as I get in here, now I'm mad, right?
Now Jamie's all upset. And then one of the reasons I did it to her, because I'd like to be mentioned, but one of the reasons is Jamie is the enemy today for me, okay?
So that's what he said, and he goes, by the way, this is your fault. Not only does he tell me about the bad news, how we don't get mentioned, but then he's like, and this is your fault.
Jamie has tubed us here in the building. They hate us now. Management hates us in the building because of Jamie, I swear. And I can't believe she's taking me down with her. Now the ratings are up, but here in the building we are snails.
Right?
And I mean, we are crawling on our belly.
I go, what do you mean it's my fault? And he goes, remember that morning when you said that we're not part of the boys' club because I don't drink whiskey and you don't have a wiener?
Wieners and whiskey killed us. That's my thinking.
I go, well,
wieners
really,
and whiskey.
We really aren't part of the cool guy club because you don't drink and I don't have a wiener.
Right.
So there's a boys' club here at the Radio Ranch and we don't belong to it.
It's a happy hour.
It is. Yeah. And we don't belong to it.
Yeah. And I would never bring something like that up on the air, but Jamie has to do wieners and whiskey. And then before you know it, boom, we're ghosted.
But then I said, I think it's your fit that you had on the air about not having those shopping bags. I think let me reenact it. Oh my God, they don't even care about us here. Oh God, you know what? Well, who cares? Well, if they don't care, I don't care anymore. Nobody cares about this radio, this morning show, so I don't care anymore. Forget it. And then he's like, so I blame you.
Do you realize the numbers that came back 2 days ago, our ratings, is, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
Across the board.
Across the board.
Every demographic. Yeah. It's not even close
right.
in this town.
Exactly.
Jamie and I dominate. And that's one of the biggest months we've ever had as a morning show.
Right.
And what occurred in that month? Bags. Those are bag numbers. Because of the bags and BJ's thinking, we knocked it out of the park, babe.
Wait, don't take away.
Knocked it out of the park. I mean,
You're making us look bad. You're saying that we couldn't pull those numbers by ourselves without freaking shopping bags?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Grocery shopping bags.
The bags did it, man. People were, they were in such demand that it shot us to the top. No.
I want to be better than a grocery bag.
Well, you're not. You're not. You just gotta swallow your pride, okay?
Oh,
you're a grocery bag morning show.
No.
Yes, you are.
Oh,
yes, you
don't
are.
Don't label us
yes.
that.
Yes. You're a grocery bag morning show. You're part of it. I'm a part of it. I'm proud.
Oh my God. Yeah. So that's what happened. This is how I come in. I roll in happy. Well, I wasn't happy because yesterday. But now he just piles on like you're the problem.
I feel like you're both to blame.
Wow.
A little bit.
Who are you?
I'm not going to lie.
Who are you to say that to us?
Yeah, exactly.
Get the hell out of here.
My God.
Her and I will handle this.
We are not the problem. We're the solution.
We are.
In fact, I can't find it, but Coach Prime was just talking about us. Well, not us in general, but I can't find it now. But he just said something like, don't be around negative people because they'll just make you more negative.
They bring you down.
Yeah. Was that what it was?
Yeah. They bring you down.
Can you find it and read it?
Because
I can't find it. But anyway, it said something about don't be around negative people because negativity feeds negativity.
Yeah, that's exactly what he
Hello.
Said.
Guess what you are?
Who, Carson?
No, you.
I'll be. Oh, I thought you were looking at Carson.
No, I was looking at you.
He's so negative, that Carson.
No, but,
really
you know,
is.
I walked in.
I am not negative.
I didn't know about the email.
No, you're antagonizing. You like to stick a knife in my back and then turn my screws. How does that go?
No, that turns... So,
turn my... No. You know what I mean.
Right.
All right, let me tell you another
can
thing
I tell
that
you
Jamie
that,
did.
But I did, hold on, before you pile on. The email, did I know about it? No, but your negativity told me about it, which made me what? Negative.
But I read it to you in a positive way. I didn't do it negative. You just interpreted it that way.
Is that right?
I read it to you as like, oh my God, look at this wonderful email. Right. Here's
What's
something else Jamie
did
to just dig on BJ. She just loves to dig me, folks. You don't understand.
I do dig you.
I mean, this studio.
I dig you.
This studio is like me being at home. It really is. It's the way I'm treated there, too. All right, listen. Okay. So this morning, This week, let me start with this, okay? This weekend's one of the biggest college football games on the planet. I'm a huge Tennessee Volunteer fan.
Oh, God.
The Tennessee Volunteers are playing the Georgia Bulldogs, okay? I mean, this is a grudge match, both undefeated. And I'm fired up. I've had my Tennessee hat. Jamie walks in this morning with a Georgia hat on.
I did.
On purpose, just to get under my skin. She's got a Georgia hat. But that's the first thing I said to her. I said, what the hell are you doing? Why would you be wearing? You're not a Georgia fan. You're only doing it to get into my crawl.
Ooh, I would never want to be in your crawl.
Yes, you do. You want to be in my crawl every day. You love my crawl.
All right, this concludes the inside radio stuff.
All right, we got to go. We'll be right back. Okay, sorry. There you go.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Odyssey. It's a free app for you. I just saw this. Allowances. Did you get an allowance when you were a kid?
Sometimes. But I had to do chores for it.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the way it works, though, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the...
I think it was like $10 a week.
So you would have a list of chores.
Yeah.
That Bob said, hey, you got to get this done.
It was summer. It was the worst. Like, you wake up and you just see that list laying on the kitchen table. My sister and I would both be like, ugh. Because our parents went to work.
Yeah.
And so they left us this list. Oh, my. I still have PTSD.
Hey, could be worse. I grew up with a list and no allowance.
Aw, pumpkin.
I just saw this. Jamie and I were just talking about this off air. This can't be true, can it? The average allowance. If you have kids, all right, listen. The average allowance in America for a kid that's at home, whatever the age is, $30 a week.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy.
You didn't give Ralphie an allowance like that, did you?
No. He just has my credit card.
No, that's now.
That's unlimited.
That's for emergency situations.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something.
Different. Okay. That's different.
So he has it's my account, but he has his own credit card, right? A platinum card, the American Express, because I'm a big fan of that card. And I think everybody should have one of those cards because they're amazing. And they give you so many great deals and so much free stuff. But anyway... Man, I should be a spokesperson for that.
No, that's good. That was good.
Right? I'm sorry. Solid. You didn't qualify.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've tried 3 or 4 times, and every time I get more rejected, the letters seem to get harsher.
But anyway, so we have a deal that he can have that card, but it's for emergencies only, right?
Right.
And he's done so good, right? He's been on a 2-week road trip.
You've been bragging about it.
I have been.
To me, yeah.
Yeah, he's been on a 2-week road trip. He's only used all his own money that he earned, and I'm so proud of him. And then today, I look at the account, and what did I do? Oh, my God, he just spent $79 in gas.
Yeah. It wasn't an emergency.
An emergency. Yeah. Yeah, he just charged freeloading on his mom. $79 in gas. Yeah.
My theory is this. It's that woman.
That girl, Leah.
It's that girl, Leah, that he's traveling with. You know she's been in his ear since he left Colorado to say, hey, I'd use mom's card if I were you. That's what I would do.
She's not gonna care.
You can't put a woman within 50 miles of a credit card. You just can't do it, okay? That is what's going on here.
That felt sexist, by the way.
It was.
I'm not going to lie.
And it was. Certainly was.
My ex-husband, he's like, hey, listen, when you're in the sand trap, always hit the ball a credit card length behind the ball. And I go, what? He goes, it's woman talk. You hit the ball a credit card length behind the ball in a sand trap.
It's like girl math.
Yeah.
I got to remember that. Right. I got to remember that. No, she's talked him into it, Jamie White.
Right?
That's what's happened. Because that Ralphie's a good kid.
He's a good kid.
Very responsible. Got his own money.
Yeah.
He doesn't need mom's money.
He's been on the road for 2 weeks and hasn't used my card once.
I think you're being a little... You're jumping to conclusions a little bit.
$79? It says Amazon.
What do you mean jumping to conclusions?
But I feel like maybe he just mixed up his cards. Like, maybe he put in the wrong card, or maybe he signed the wrong card.
You can tell a debit card that is just a regular, Wells Fargo debit card from the heavy, shiny, heavy American Express
platinum. 2 weeks? I mean, and then he just used it?
Yeah,
Carson.
Because that girl.
Carson.
and her boobs.
Nobody on the planet mixes up a credit card. Nobody. You know when you pay, who's paying.
That's right.
You know. That's right, so I don't even know where that comes from.
You know what it
Nobody
is?
Mixed up a credit card.
You know what? It's that only child syndrome.
Yeah, that's what
That's
it
only
is.
Child
he,
syndrome.
He just doesn't get it.
Because
he
Carson's an no, only child. My son's an only child. He you guys out, have the only child
mistakes
syndrome.
Mistakes happen. That's he all
whipped,
I'm saying.
He whipped out that card. On Mom's going to pay for this. Mm-hmm. My theory is this, okay? Yeah, he's got his own money. But if I'm the girlfriend, what do you want him to spend that money on?
Uh-huh.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
Her.
Yep.
Okay. So let's not spend $79 when you can spend it on me. Let's spend Mom's $79.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
It's a lot easier.
That, yeah. Because see, for that's a kickback to the girlfriend, man. She's looking out for his money because she now sees his money as her money.
You know what he's going to say? Yeah. Mark my words, because he's done
down,
this
man.
Before. He's done this before when I've questioned him. Mark my words. He's going to say this. He's going to say, oh my God, I don't know what's wrong with that debit card. I put it in and it was declined, and I have money in my account.
Yeah.
That's,
well,
what
that's
he,
a good move.
He's going to say that because he's done it to me before.
Yep, yep,
little
yep.
Little shyster, right?
Let me get back to the allowance real quick here, okay? The allowance, $30 a week. If you give an allowance in chores, that's fine, that's fine. Is that right? Because I think that number's too high.
That is a lot.
That seems like a lot. That's $120 a month to a child.
For a little kid, like
for
10.
A kid.
Yeah.
Now, Frog, for an example, okay?
Yeah.
We can't get Frog to do any list whatsoever. That kid, I swear. I've never had any of my kids to have a list, ever. And that's, you might call it bad parenting, which I don't care what you call it. I really don't. But I've never gotten any of my kids. I don't think my boys, who are now, you know, in their 30, near 30. I don't think they ever mowed a yard.
What?
Wow. I don't think my children ever mowed a yard.
That is a, oh my God. I had to mow the front yard. My sister had to mow the backyard.
Yep.
Ugh.
That Bob put his foot down.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You had to have it done. But and we would hear his truck in the gravel, and my sister, I'd turn off the TV really fast and just start scrubbing stuff.
Act like you're doing something.
Because we got whipped. Like, we, you know, he spanked the tar out of us.
And me too. I was in the same boat. I had chores I had to do. I mowed the churchyard for him. But I don't think my kids ever. And Frog, let me get back to Frog. He's 7, all right? We'll put together, well, not we, his mom. She puts together a list for him almost weekly. I don't think we ever check anything off of it. The kid just does not want to do a chore. Now, he doesn't get an allowance.
Yeah.
Okay, but he won't. He just is against chores.
So I have one for you. My son started a snow blowing business, right? But he wouldn't snow blow my driveway because I didn't pay him.
Yep, there you go.
Hey, that's being a good businessman right there.
There you go.
I'm like, what? He's like, Mom, I have a business, so you need to pay me.
I'm not doing anything for free.
I know. I'm like, what?
I don't know anybody who gives their kid $120
a
month for their chore
list. That is a lot of money.
That just seems a little high. I mean, I could see 40.
Yeah.
You know, $10 a week, maybe? Something like that.
You know what, though? You need to look at you as a parent.
$120, that's a car
payment. You have
favorite.
Four what? Children that have never mowed the lawn?
I don't think so.
That's crazy.
I really don't.
That
I don't
is
think,
crazy.
I don't think any of them have ever started a lawnmower.
That is...
Now, probably my oldest, because he had a house at one time,
yeah.
So he probably mowed his own yard, yes, but never around me.
That's I don't think I would admit that on the radio.
Well, truth is the truth, Jamie. Sometimes you got to live with it, you know? Is that wild?
That is crazy. Four boys. They never mowed the lawn.
I can't even fathom
that. They have no idea what a Briggs & Stratton 3.5 is. No idea.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza, New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.